We have given an indication of what soul and body's relationship is. When these two poles join together, oneness is left. We need to understand that what we term spirit is also the same as what we term individuation. When body and soul unite, equally balanced, together, individuation, which is but the shadow of which we spoke, is gone, and we become one with the one life. Now it is time to understand why the more etheric part of the body would leave, and the ramifications that this means for the cosmos. First, we must examine death. When the soul leaves the body, in fact, that is what death is. The cosmos has been in a form of coma, because during the coma too, the soul leaves to return when that person wakes up. In leaving the body dies. But it was always thought that it was the body that was so worn out, so frail, so lackluster, that it could no longer house the soul. And so it left. But the opposite is true as well. For where life is as materialistic as it has been on Earth, the soul is the one that wanes, that grows less, that languishes, that does not flourish. And eventually, it is so frail that it simply is not a proper fire inside the body. And the fire goes out. To be able to connect soul and body, secrets must be understood before this great alchemical equation can be done. The secrets are that the body of the cosmos is the densest part of it. The densest part of it is the Earth. When the Earth becomes very materialistic, its feminine component, for the soul is feminine vis-a-vis the physical. As you can see from the illustrations in Journey to the Heart of God, of the creational stages, soul is the second from the bottom in the triads that make up the tree of life with four triads. It is feminine feminine and the masculine feminine, which is the physical, is its masculine component. When it overcontracts, when the masculine overpolarizes, a physical body is formed. When the focus stays primarily on the physical, the feminine leaves, unloved, unrecognized, unexpressed, and unfed. This has been the case not only for us, in life cycles where death perhaps took place, but also the actual cause of why we have had the death and rebirth of creational cycles It begins on Earth. Only when there is feeding of the soul, equal acknowledgement to the soul as the body, when these poles are balanced, only then can we unite. It was in my Ohio class that we uncovered that in fact we lived in a cosmos that had died. This was the beginning of understanding this material. And as usual, every perfect step has led to the next. Or we would not know what the final equation of the alchemist is, and that it would produce that which is permanence that changes anew with the infinite song every moment.